Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Scott Perrin, who's the president with Big Bob's. Good to be with you. I know you just had a huge meeting in Kansas City, and I wanted to catch up with you, get an update on that meeting, how it went, get a read on the marketplace. Before we go there, most people probably know you. Scott, you owned, I think, two or three stores up in the Connecticut area, and then you took over as president with Big Bob's, and I guess recently you've just moved to Florida, right?
That is all correct. I had three stores in New England up until 2008, and I joined the corporate team at that time. I spent a lot of time working on the local corporate stores in Kansas City area at first, and then jumped into the America side, which is basically the franchisor for all of the stores.
And Big Bob's is a franchise organization of independent retailers, and you position yourself as an outlet, as an inexpensive place to go buy flooring, right?
Yes, we would put ourselves in that value proposition model in our retail niche, and we're fortunate that the economy and the consumer seems to be playing towards that edge of the market. Mm-hmm.
Now, I've looked at your website, and I noticed that if you want to go to store locations, you've alphabetized all your stores, and there's 26 letters in the alphabet. Does that mean there's 26 stores?
Actually, you know, that's markets that we're in. Uh-huh. We have approaching 40 stores at this point. We've opened some new ones this last few months in Harrisburg. As you know, Vinny Verga opened in New England. He's got three currently, with two more on the building block for the end of the year. And so that would bring him to five and possibly six stores. He's got another one possibly in the wings. And the Harrisburg location's actually looking to expand in their market already this year. So we're fortunate. The new tools and the new Galleria model that we're working on are really expanding quickly.
I should mention to those people that don't remember, maybe they heard Vinny Verga and don't remember where they've known it from. Vinny was the president of Flooring America, which was part of the CCA organization, and then left and has committed to a very aggressive commitment, actually, to open in the upper teens of the number of Big Bob's he's planning to open up in the New England area?
Yes, his contract calls for 17 stores over that territory. Mm-hmm. In our conversations with him most recently, he believes that number might be too low, and that actually he'll be able to put stores and even closer to each other within the territory, which would allow for more than that to open in the long term.
All right, so things are going well there. Okay, good. So your meeting, as I said, was in Kansas City. I believe it was a three-day meeting. Tell me the tone and how business is doing as you talk to your members.
We can see some type of a slight recovery occurring in most of our markets, and mm-hmm. that spells a better-than-average return for most of our members because of the value proposition. We really seem to be aggressively growing in many of the markets. You know, the ones that were hardest hit were Florida and Arizona and in California. We had a couple of members retire in the California market most recently, and there's some real opportunity there in two of those markets specifically that I think would be just a no-brainer for a dealer looking to expand. But because those markets were really hard hit, they're also recovering a little more quickly. Where the Midwest tends to stay pretty stable, and it is growing. The New England stores have come out of the gate very strong. The Cincinnati stores, as you know, Kenny Weisbacher has five stores in the Cincinnati area between Columbus and Dayton and Cincinnati, Ohio. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're all working really, really well right now. And the Oklahoma City store, which was our new model store that opened last year, I worked there for about 7 months putting the new model together when it initially got unveiled. Mm-hmm. And that store has now tripled in volume in the last 13 months. So overall, the stores are doing really well. And most of our guys are reporting an uptick in business year over year for sure.
Yeah, now I got to tell you that's not unique. There's markets that are strong, and then there's markets that are still what I'd say are recovering. It's one more question about your convention. Were there any presentations that were made that might be interesting for our listeners to hear about?
Our three focuses this year were on merchandising, marketing, and expansion. Those were the three key elements of the convention.
Okay, so a minute ago you mentioned that your new model stores are outpacing your more established stores in growth. Tell me why you think that is.
Well, I can tell you from experience. You know, I hate to be the guy who says they say those that can't do teach. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to be the first one to go down and work on one of these stores because we developed the program over about a three-year period. But Kemp, the main key was it's terrific if you put a business in a box. If nobody comes in and buys anything or you can't make a profit, it means nothing. So I moved to Oklahoma City early last year, took a store that was open about 8 or 9 months with our franchisees, Russell Hunt and Mitch Dunham. And they gladly said, come on in and show us what to do. We'll fund it as any other member would have to fund their store. And we guided them through the process. And in doing that, I was able to work on the floor with the two owners side by side and the staff and actually deal with the customers and see what the difference was between the old and the new. What we found was not only was it a much more efficient system because we weren't moving rolls that we used to have all chevroned on the floor, you know, back and forth, unpiling and repiling goods and sometimes damaging them in the process and so on. This is a much more efficient system, so we spent a lot less time taking care of a sale from front to back. But the most important variable was the consumer. And they were coming in now and in a record time would be able to research all of the goods we had within stock, make their decisions, and I think the display mechanisms lend their way to showing what the true beauty and grade of the product is rather than them bending down and looking at a roll that's on the floor or an open pallet perhaps where the tile's scattered about the top of the pallet. This is a much more professional merchandising system, and I think it gives a lot more weight to the product we're selling. So as a result, you know, for 7 months we did that, and over that 7 months, volume almost tripled. It went about 2 to 2.5 times what original volume was the previous 8 or 9 months. And since that point, they've now gone from that point to tripling their volume overall. So we saw it happen live, and I got to work it. The interesting part was the volumes that they were doing when I left Oklahoma City, we were doing with 3 full-time employees. And in previous stores that I've been in and visited, and also the ones that I ran in Connecticut, we needed at least 1, if not 1.5 to 2 more people to do that same volume because it was so much more cumbersome. So, you know, you couple efficiency, better experience with the customer, and then a lower headcount in terms of personnel needed, and that's a winner.
Okay, great. Well, Scott, I appreciate you updating us on that. Sounds like Big Bob's new model is doing very well. Again, been talking to Scott Perrin, who's president with Big Bob's, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.